Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
As promised, we're going to say hello and welcome back and congratulations to John Rickoff and the team at Lake State Railway, named the 2021 Regional Railroad of the Year by Railway Age magazine. John, good morning.
Morning, Caleb. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. And that award is a pretty nice prize to add to your trophy shelf, isn't it, John?
It really is. We're very proud of that.
What goes into the selection process, and why do you think Lake State stood out among all the other regional railroads across the United States?
Well, we're doing some phenomenal things here. Our growth rate, very high. We did, really in the last year or so, we established our transload business as a feature, and once everything is up and running to the full volumes, we expect to have about 17,000 additional carloads of business.
That's from
those transloads. So
yeah, that's impressive. And I think where this comes into the conversation here, and where we can really hit home about this, is we're hearing a lot about supply chain issues, getting goods from where they're produced to where they're consumed. A lot of people talking about that. How does Lake State Railway figure into that whole supply chain network?
Yeah, obviously we're an integral part for a lot of the things that we do. I would tell you that we're not having any issues on our end. The supply chain things that they're talking about have a lot to do with containers moving into the country from overseas. The regular stuff that we move, the construction materials and so forth. I would say the only maybe issue that we have is having enough car supply at times because of volumes that keep increasing. So we're constantly on the lookout to try to acquire additional equipment to ensure that we can provide the level of service our customers need.
Lake State Railway operates several hundred miles worth of mainline track in Michigan, and they're also here locally in the Port Huron area, here taking over the spur that would go up to Dunpaper underneath the Blue Water Bridge. So our listeners have probably become accustomed to seeing your nice bright blue engines go underneath the Blue Water Bridge and along the Thomas Edison Parkway. But I want to expand the scope here, because I was reading your article in the latest edition of your newsletter about perhaps you guys are going to be sending some more trains even further south, perhaps even to Toledo, Ohio, along your network?
Well, yes. What we've done is we've worked a deal with CSX for run-through power on the trains that we interchange with them. So we provide one locomotive, and they provide one locomotive, and there's two sets of trains. If you looked at it this way, it'd be a northbound each day and a southbound each day. So our locomotives are on both of those trains, paired with a CSX locomotive. Theirs will always be in the lead, but you will see our power, and has been for several months now, running back and forth to Toledo.
That
did for both of us is just a lot more efficient. Before, we would pull the train down into the Wixom area and take our power off of it, have to yard the train. They'd have to bring their power on another train, take it off of that train, put it on the other train. So you can see there was some real inefficiency there. Since we started to do this, we've been hitting our stride really well, and both sides are benefiting from this, as well as the general public, because before, a lot of times we'd have to block crossings to put trains back together and get them air tested properly if they had run out of time on the air tests.
Now, John, how's business been doing here in the Port Huron area? I know, I think last we checked was shortly after the news hit about, unfortunately, the Domtar mill closing. But as I mentioned, there's still other customers online here in Port Huron. Are you seeing business pick up, slow down, or hold steady? Or what are you seeing here locally?
Yeah, the business has been at a minimum steady the whole time with the other two customers, CDW and Dunn Paper. We've been able to pick up a little additional business through CDW, and we're working to find more. We're working on some things that will really return the volume to close to what it was when Domtar was operating. More importantly, we're very hopeful that somebody finds a way to purchase that Domtar mill and reopen it in some capacity, and I'm sure as do many other people in the Port Huron area, but that we can't control that, unfortunately, and I'm sure that somewhere, somehow, somebody's working on things there, and we're hopeful it happens, and we'll provide them that same great level of service that we did to Domtar in the past.
Well, it certainly is a selling point, John, and we're speaking with John Rickoff, who's the president and CEO of Lake State Railway. It certainly is a selling point to have an industrial facility located along railroad tracks, especially a trackage that's served by you guys, because you've really taken a customer-first sort of attitude towards growing your list of clients.
Yes, I mean, from our side of it, we've got a job on daily, and if we need to switch a customer twice, even up to three times in a day, we're going to do it if we're capable of it. It's a little bit harder right now because we had to go to a different service. We can't guarantee a crew over there full time because the volume doesn't warrant it at the moment, but I think we've worked it out fairly well with the two customers where between good communication from them and back from ourselves, we can get there, provide the service that they need in a timely fashion. We'd love to get back to where we had a full-time crew over there, though.
That would be nice. Speaking of crews and workers and employees, John, we keep hearing from many different businesses locally and nationwide about the shortage of employees. Has that hit Lake State Railway? Are you looking for more people to hire? Why should someone go to work for you guys?
Well, we're a great company, and one thing I've been pushing very hard with our people is to understand that we're building a sustainable future. And what I mean by that is, they can count on us. We're going to have jobs for them forever. That's our entire plan. That's why we work to grow ourselves. We've never had, since I've been here, we've never laid anybody off. We don't plan on laying anybody off. And so they can look at it from a stability side and say, I've got a job, I've got a good job, I've got good benefits. That's why you come to work for us. We want to make sure that, you know, the other side of it, more important than anything, is safety. And we work hard to develop a safety protocol here that is going to let everybody go home in the same manner they came to work that day.
On the issue of safety here, and we're talking to John Rickoff, CEO and president of Lake State Railway. We were mentioning how you have the tracks underneath the Blue Water Bridge. I think every time that we come on here, we just remind our listeners here, John, about the importance of not trespassing on railroad property and also just the safety aspects that come along, either walking or driving around railroads and railroad crossings and that sort of thing. Just, I don't know if you want to give a reminder to all of our folks that even though you might love getting a nice senior picture taken underneath the bridge and the railroad tracks, it might not be the most safest thing to do.
Yes, I mean, you hit it on the head. It is private property, and we ask that people do not trespass. In fact, we really dislike people trespassing. There's just too many risks there. People want to walk on top of the rail. That's not a safe thing to do. We have specific rules. Our people can't step on the top of the rail, so that's for a very good reason. It can be very slick. The other thing, obviously, is moving equipment in. Despite how big and heavy rail equipment is, it's amazing how quietly it can move down the tracks. The other thing, a lot of people like their ear pods and play music while they're walking. And believe it or not, throughout the country, there's been a number of people, unfortunately, that aren't here today to be part of a family or whatever because they had ear pods or some type of hearing equipment covering their ears. Train approached from behind where it couldn't stop. And obviously the circumstances can be very, very brutal. And not only that, they need, you know, the other side of that is it's hard on our train crews. We had an unfortunate incident here just recently on our railroad, and we have to worry about what it does to our people mentally. And it just, you know, they don't want to hurt anybody. They don't intend to hurt anybody. They did everything possible. They were operating under all the rules correctly, signaled the bell, the whistle. They did everything they could but could not stop the train in time to avoid it. So it's just people need to understand when we say stop, look, and listen, that, and lastly, live, it's a very important aspect that you take and appreciate what's going on at a railroad crossing or railroad tracks, for that matter, anywhere on the system.
It's hard to stop a train. Indeed, we're speaking to John Rickoff, CEO and president of Lake State Railway. I want to talk a little bit about infrastructure. Again, browsing through your latest newsletter, which is the best railroad newsletter. If they had an award for railroad newsletters, you definitely deserve it, because I find it very informative. You were talking about some infrastructure improvements that were made along your lines. I think you recently updated the bridge. I'm just curious if there's been any discussions about what this potential infrastructure bill that's maybe or maybe not working its way through Congress right now, if that means anything to you guys, and if you are expecting to get any sort of a nice stimulus from this to help do more of those kinds of projects.
Well, the real key for us will be a continuation of what's known as a CRISI grant. In 18 and 19, we received two CRISI grants, which are administered by the Federal Railroad Administration, that are allowing us to rebuild pretty ancient parts of our system, if you want to put it that way. So just to give you an example, these two CRISI grants will allow us to relay 60 miles of rail, renew grade crossings, upgrade switches, so pretty significant improvements in our infrastructure, basically in the name of safety. The other side of it is it will allow us on our line going to Alpena to increase the weight capacity per car from 263,000 pounds to 286,000 pounds, which is the industry standard. So that's the only part of our system currently. So basically from Pinconning to Alpena, that part of the system has not been up to the industry standard of 286. By the end of this year, we will have increased the weight, allowable weight limit per rail car to 286,000 pounds on that segment of our track.
Wow, I remember
now,
not...
We're only about halfway done with the CRISI programs that we have, the two that we have. We expect to probably finish them in the next 2 years, maybe 3 years. But the difference has already been made. We were able to remove 85-pound rail, that some of which was rolled as early as 1906. And replace it with 115-pound rail. And when I talk about rail weight, that is a measurement of how much it weighs per 3 feet of rail. So
it's
85 pounds, over 3 feet, and 115-pound is what we're replacing it with, over 3 feet. Probably more importantly than that, the rail we're putting in is continuous welded rail, so there are no joints. Once it's installed, and that makes a heck of a difference for long-term maintenance. It's a lot safer over time. We don't have a joint to worry about, take care of. It does force us to actually take better care of the track from a tie standpoint, so that we don't get what we know in our industry as sun kinks.
I remember at one point, John, there was speculation that maybe those lines going up to Alpena or Gaylord would be abandoned. And to hear that they are completely being renewed instead and are expected to last probably another 100 years is quite amazing.
Yeah, it's we're very proud of that fact. We started about 5 or 6 years ago on a business initiative to grow the business up on both of the lines up to the north, and we've been very successful at that, and there's more to come. Couldn't be more excited about the future up there, and had a chance to get out over our Mackinac sub a couple of months ago on our business train, and just to ride with the work that's been done to date over that segment was unbelievable, how much better it is and the improvements there. I hope to get out over some of the work that's been done on the Huron sub here in the next month or so. It's been completed for the year just a week or two ago, actually. So we'll take a look at that, and we'll actually be increasing the speed on that line on various segments that we got work done on this year and next year. So much of that railroad will have gone from 10-mile-an-hour, what we know in our industry as accepted track, to class two, where we can operate speeds of 25 miles per hour. And in theory, we could take it up higher than that if we wanted to, but that'll help us tremendously there, and we'll be able to spread our dollars a little farther and get more work done at a faster pace. So.
No, that's very exciting, John. One final question here before we go. You're talking about, you know, some of the rail up north there. I know in many years now you've been doing that Santa train. You plan on doing that again this year?
Mm-hmm. We do have it on a schedule for this year, and barring any major changes with COVID and so forth, we've actually taken a little different protocol on how we're going to do it, but it is scheduled to go, and I think it'll be, I'll give you the wrong date, but I believe it's the second weekend in December, and we'll be operating north to south. So I think we're starting in Grayling, Roscommon, West Branch, and Standish, I believe, will be the stops this year.
That's a very cool thing. I know a lot of children enjoy watching that. Even some adults like seeing that too. That's a pretty cool thing you guys do there. And I think it all goes to a good cause, because you're raising funds or donations for, is it Toys for Tots?
Toys for Tots.
Yeah,
correct.
That's awesome. That's awesome, John. 9:29 is the time. We got to get out of here. I appreciate talking to you and learning more about the railroad industry. Especially now everyone's talking about supply chains. Well, if it's a product that you're using, there's a good chance that it came on the train at some point along the way. And also congratulations again to the team at Lake State Railway for being named the Regional Railroad of the Year by Railway Age magazine. John, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Caleb. We always appreciate it.